It's The Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Busy as always. Dave, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing all right, Rocco. Thank you.
Good to hear, Dave. Good to hear. Wanted to start with a story from your colleague, Jason Hawk. He had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram on trouble with the Lorain County Board of Elections and the upcoming primaries. Things a bit of a mess right now heading into political and election season. So what's all going on here? This is something we've briefly touched on in the past, but to refresh our listeners here, what's going on here?
Yeah, well, this has a lot to do with redistricting. And what happens is if we don't know what kind of districts we're gonna have, as set by the state and approved, you know, by the Ohio Redistricting Commission and by the Ohio Supreme Court, then we're not gonna know who's gonna be running for what district. Either there may be different districts or the same ones that we have now. It's all sort of up in the air. So obviously, if that doesn't get settled by the scheduled May 3rd primary, then it's going to be chaos, to put it politely. So, at this point, all overseas ballots that were supposed to go out for the May 3rd primary have been stopped. The Lorain County Board of Elections is not sending those out. And Elections Director Paul Adams said, his staff are just kind of preparing to continue as normal, but it's not sure if there's going to be one primary on May 3rd and maybe a second primary in August. Still waiting to see what the redistricting commission does, and obviously they're redoing the districts. Ohio is gonna looks to be losing a congressional seat, but also the Ohio Supreme Court has now multiple times told the commission to go back to the drawing board, draw up new maps because the maps that they originally drew weren't fair. And now that redistricting commission, I believe, it's a bipartisan commission. Let's put it that way. But how bipartisan it's been about drawing the maps is one of those things that's up for debate. Republicans say they've been fair. The Democrats say that the Republicans haven't been fair, and they've been going back and forth for a couple months now. So whether or not we're going to have a primary in May, kind of a 50-50 toss up, and that's according again to Paul Adams.
Wow. And that's just kind of crazy to think about, right? The fact that we may not even have a primary election here in May because of the issues with redistricting. So kind of a crazy story there. And hopefully they are able to get that all resolved. So a shout out to you, Dave, for breaking that down. And good job out of Jason Hawk. Again, Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, the latest with the Lorain County Board of Elections and the upcoming primaries. The other story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, Dave, comes from your colleague, Kevin Martin, again, at the Chronicle Telegram. Elyria City Council, they've approved the budget for 2022. However, not everything in that proposed budget was accepted, specifically something from Mayor Frank Whitfield. So I'll let you fill us in on the details there. What do we need to know here, Dave?
Yeah, so this is the final approval for the 2022 permanent appropriations budget, and that's $32.9 million for the general fund. What that will not include, as you alluded to, is the proposed $1 million renovation of the former Oakwood Elementary School. That was something that Mayor Frank Whitfield had hoped to get done. He had wanted to turn it into what's called an intergenerational community center, and hopefully in collaboration with the Save Our Children nonprofit organization. But that funding was eliminated as part of an amendment, that part will not be going forward. So for right now, what had happened was the building had been acquired by the city in a property swap, but it needs a lot of work. And there were discussions for a long time about maybe we put in a pool or maybe we, put in this community center where children and, and people up through retirement age, can all spend time together and all, but the whole place, the whole building just needs a significant amount of work. So a lot of that's still awaiting more information. I think Councilman Kenny Oswald was pretty straightforward. He said, I need more information. And if it needs $1.5 million, then that's going to do it. I'm happy to give you the $1.5 million. He told council. So that was what happened. Mayor Whitfield was not in attendance at the meeting on Monday, but he's still gathering information, and he seemed a little bit surprised. So, in other matters, other details of that budget includes $10 million of American Rescue Plan funds. That's going to help with some economic development, city operations, and then there's more than $13 million set aside in the Issue 6 fund for street repairs, parks and recreation, and just about 10 new police officers who were supposed to be hired by the city through the end of the year.
All right. Well, certainly plenty of money going towards plenty of good causes there. So good job out of you, Dave, for explaining that, and good efforts from Kevin Martin to sort of break that down again in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave O'Brien is our guest here on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Speaking of the Chronicle Telegram, what are you and your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week, Dave, as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, the county commissioners met early. This week met on Tuesday. So I have a story about that. Rockin' on the River is back.
Yeah.
Rockin' on the River season was announced, on Tuesday. So we'll have a story on that and plenty more from around the county about Elyria police and some more follows on that Elyria budget story that we talked about.
Speaking of Rocking on the River, I was joking with our own Bruce Van Dyke earlier on Tuesday afternoon. They stole it from my hometown of Cuyahoga Falls. That's where Rocking on the River once was located, if I'm not mistaken. Now it's moved on to a bigger and better location, I guess you could call it. But stealing Rocking on the River from Steve Falls. How could they do it? How could they do it, Dave? All right, Dave, we can close on this, my favorite part of the week. What do you have for me in the way of a scanner story?
Well, this is going to be an interesting one. Again, going back to our own backyard, Northeast Ohio Scanner.
Uh-oh.
On Twitter @NEO_scan. We have Dateline Shaker Heights, where there's a disturbance in which a man let his husky dog poop on the caller's lawn, became, quote, verbally aggressive with the caller, then put the dog in a stroller and walked away.
Wait. I'm sorry. A husky in a stroller? How big is this stroller? Mike, I don't think that was meant for normal babies if we're putting a full-grown husky in there. Goodness gracious. What's going on over there in Shaker Heights?
And frankly, just kind of impolite. You know, if you're gonna take your dog out for a walk, stroller or leash or however it goes, do please clean up after your animal and don't let it poop on private property.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have an apartment neighbor who he didn't really take too kindly to those things, and he was very, very vocal about it. And I'm sure we all know plenty of folks like that. So you gotta be polite out there, folks. You gotta know your manners and your dog etiquette. So, Dave, thank you for the entertaining scanner story as always. Remember, check him out over at chronicletea.com or pick up a physical copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. Dave, thank you very much for joining us again this week. We always appreciate the time and look forward to catching up again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. I'll talk to you then.